Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of Nintendalk for the 15th of July, 2006. I'm Tom.
What the hell are you doing, Tom? I always do the intro. Now, it might be the 20th episode, but that doesn't make a difference. I always do the intro. And you forgot the music, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, you're just terrible at it.
Oh.
Go on, sit in the little chair. I'm sitting here.
I'll go and sit in the corner, yeah. I'll go and sit in the corner of the Nintendalk recording studio.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of Nintendo for the 23rd of July, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Tom.
I'm Marty.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's... Oh, no he isn't. But anyway... We're not going to do news this week because Matt isn't here and there hasn't really been any news and we can't be bothered, basically. But we have got a great show coming up, haven't we, people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because in this show we're going to be talking about all the Pokemon stuff. Because everyone likes Pokemon, except Tom.
No, I like it. I like it.
And what's the other thing? Oh, yeah, and we're going to, because it's episode 20, it's our birthday episode. 20 episodes? It's like 20 weeks, but it's like really been 25 weeks because we've done all the special stuff. You know, we're going to review all the last 10 episodes. So, yay. So, first, some announcements. There wasn't an episode last week because it screwed up. And we sent you an update about that, featuring Microsoft Sam. Vega.
Lasagna.
I love lasagna. But anyway, and Onum 7 is out next week, I think.
Yeah,
August 3rd.
So go on, get it.
Announcement.
Well, yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, I'm going on a holiday, and I only found out yesterday, so I won't be here for 2 episodes. So Ben will have to do Mario's Memory.
Yeah, but luckily we will have Matt back for then, so it won't be just me and Marty trying to... keep a show.
Well, Ben talking and Marty
just listening.
Talking.
Just listening to my sexy accent, because my accent makes her swoon.
In your dreams.
Shut up. So, anyway, straight on to the main topic. And oh my gosh, Marty is actually doing something this week. Marty, take it away with the main topic.
Right, the main topic this week is Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, because there has been loads of information. One of the main things is they've announced about, 5 new Pokemon?
I don't know, but yeah, sure.
Well, I don't know, but some of them are kind of cute. Like, there's this little blue squirrel, but I won't go on about that. So, Ben, what do you think about the new Pokemon?
Well, I didn't know they were new. I thought they were all announced at the same time. But, they're cool. Some of them are cool. Some of them look a bit gay. I love the new legendary Pokemon.
They do very impressive.
No, but the thing is, right, the first legendary Pokemon, what were it?
Mewtwo?
Was it the legendary birds?
Yeah, Mewtwo.
Oh, no, and
Mewtwo
was
like the main one.
Yeah. Well, they were all like organic. And then you had, in Gold and Silver, it was Ho-Ho and Lugia.
And
the dogs. Still, they were organic, you know, they were flesh and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you had Ruby and Sapphire, Groudon and... or Groudon or whatever, and Kyogre. And then they started looking a bit... Yeah, and they started looking a bit mechanical. And now they're like robots. I mean, you know...
They're not.
Well, no.
I can't remember off the top of my head. I haven't got the web page up, but I think they're like time and space Pokemon.
They are. One of them controls time and one of them controls space. And it's a lot more futuristic, this Pokemon game is. And... they don't look mechanical then. They look like metal. They look a bit more square, if you get me. I don't know how to explain.
Right, yeah. Well, anyway, there's been lots about these new Pokemon, and there's a few pre-evs and a few ones. Like, I think Electabuzz as a new evolution, but that's yet to be confirmed. What else is there? And the Wi-Fi... it's nothing really new, but the friend codes are back, and you can add about 32 people, but I don't even know two people that are going to own this game, so 32 is more than
enough. Here you do, there's me. And me. I bet Tom's going to get it, and Matt will get it.
I thought you didn't like Pokemon, Tom.
No, he likes
it. No, I like it, but I don't know about, like, all the new news about it, so that's why I wasn't really bothered about this episode.
Look, basically, half the Nintendo people are going to get it, so you've got nothing to worry about, Marty.
Alright, then. And what I really like about the HAL Wi-Fi thing is voice chat is going to be around on it.
And it's not just going to be before and after matches, it's going to be in-game. So it's like, take this Hydro Pump.
See, I have no experience with voice chat, because is there voice chat on Metroid or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that. How is that? Is that good on Metroid?
Does it work well?
Yeah, it works well. It's just that you have to do this with the original DS. You don't have to do with the light, because the microphone's a bit better, but you have to, like, talk close to the mic, and you have to wear headphones, else you can...
Yeah, so it might be worth investing in, like, a headphone, a microphone set from game or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to get one of them. Another thing I found interesting was all Game Boy Advance Pokemon games will be compatible. I guess it means you could just, like... Well, Ben pointed out how would that work, and he was an idiot and forgot there's a Game Boy slot on the bottom of a DS. So I guess you upload... from your cart. Ben?
Yeah. Well, I don't have to comment on everything, Marty.
I don't know.
Come on, I know you're nervous. I know it's your first time speaking, but... swallow your balls and get on with it.
Don't have any. Day and night are back. Not just the clock, but the lighting's going to change, which I think is amazing, because... For those of you who don't know, I wrote into Nintendo Official Magazine in 2004, and I wrote an email about like how I was gutted that day and night aren't in it. But now they're bringing back, so it's kind of.
And cool. It's like morning that it's kind of dark. Daytime it's really bright. Afternoon it's like a reddy colour. Yeah. You know, and it changes all
so
the time.
So it's not just day and night. There's a morning, like midday, afternoon, evening, night. Animal Crossing.
Do you think it'd be cool if, like, they used, if there was, like, special DS Lite functionality where they would use, the four brightness settings and, like, scroll through them as it got darker?
No, that wouldn't work.
No.
Because, well, what about if it got down to the really darkness setting and then you couldn't see? And that's just, and plus... It wastes your battery if it's on a high setting, so no, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, carry on with your
and
stuff.
What else?
Be right back.
Okay. Diamond and Pearl, it's been announced, and I think this is confirmed anyway, that it's going to be the first game to link with the Wii. Yeah, but we won't actually get Diamond and Pearl for a while because it's been announced that it releases in Japan in September, then it's going to take, several months to translate. Then America will get it, like, a month before us in the UK.
I'm guessing.
So
that we'll
have
get
to wait
it.
A long time for a game that will link with the Wii.
Yeah, well, no, but we'll get it, hold on.
I'm making a prediction. I reckon America will get it around May, and I reckon we'll get it around June,
what?
July.
No, America will get it about February, March time, and we'll get it about May, June.
It takes a little while to translate, but... Anyway.
Not about 7 months, Marty. Cool. Come on.
It's Christmas. They might go on a long holiday or something. Anyway. I'm not sure what else to talk about. Oh, yeah, another really cool thing is the Pokemon will have, like, male and female. Like, they will look different depending what sex they are.
Yeah,
I don't have any examples of
few,
that.
Yeah,
but
I do.
The pattern will change on them.
No, a few examples. Wooper, you know, has the antenna on its head.
Yeah, the antenna will be bigger if it's a male.
If it's a male, yeah. And on the Caesar, whatever... It'll be the abdomen that's bigger on a male.
Oh, right, yeah. And yeah, so yeah. That's just a bunch of information I've got, like, from lots of different random websites.
Is that it?
Yeah, I didn't want to nick everything, because I thought you might have something to say.
Well, no, because you're meant to be doing the main topic. All I've got to say is that...
All right, yeah, okay, go back to linking with the Wii. It will link to Pokemon Revolution, and Ben's got something...
Battle Revolution.
Yeah, whatever. And Ben's got something to say about Battle Revolution.
Well, all I've got to say is there was this video, I was on YouTube, and I saw this video of it, and the graphics look amazing.
Although I thought it was pretty poor quality, because I barely see it.
Well, yeah, but no, it was fuzzy, but it looked, you know, the graphics did look good, and like the light shined off the Pokemon and stuff, and
they actually when hit each other.
Yeah, when Pikachu did tackle, he actually run up to the other one and hit it, you know, like, tackled it. When Groudon did this beam, I don't know what it was, probably solar beam or something, it actually burnt straight through Deoxys and into the wall behind, and it destroyed the wall.
Wow.
So there's destructible terrain on it, which means that if you do Earthquake, it'll probably, you know, destroy the land around you, which is pretty cool. And yeah.
I've got another bit of news type game thing. I've seen a YouTube video of a new Star Wars game, which looks really amazing, the Force powers and stuff. And I'm not like a major Star Wars freak, but the games are often quite good, and this one looks really good. And LucasArts have confirmed Wii controller functionality. So you can, lightsaber.
Just saying about that. You know the game in this Honor, I think it is, Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Oh, that looks amazing.
Yeah, the screenshots look absolutely real. You know, the graphics look amazing. But then I saw some videos of it, and it looks like a PS1 game.
What?
The graphics.
But, the one I saw, they look really good.
No.
I hope it's going to be
probably,
good.
That was probably a, what do you call it, a cutscene, you know.
No, it wasn't.
I really hope it's going to be good, because I've recently got into Marvel and the whole, like, X-Men thing, so I want to get it.
Yeah, I probably am, but I'm just saying, because I saw this video of an interview with the people who made it, and they kept showing clips from the actual game, and they were saying, like, Human Torch has really good flame effects. They look like stuff, I mean, a mixture of PS1, PS2 graphics. It was really pathetic, I mean... And the faces look flat and stuff. And it's just so... I didn't reckon much to them. So, yeah. So, Marty, is that it? The end of your amazing 12-minute topic?
Yeah.
Should we do what I suggested
earlier,
then? Oh,
hang on, be right back.
Like, talking about what's going to be good on the Wii and what isn't.
No, saving that for another time.
Okay.
Because by the time we've talked about all the episodes, it's going to be about 35 minutes anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Hold on, let me just bring up my episode. So because it's our birthday episode, we're now just going to bring you a rundown of episodes 11 to 19. Yeah. Basically... On our 11th, we'd had some really late episodes from, I think, episode 9. Yeah, they'd been, like, late getting out to you. And this had never happened before, so it was like, oh my god, we've got to tell them and stuff. So then, in episode 11, it was like, finally on time. And this really shocked me, but the Revolution name change was a whole 10 weeks ago. Because in episode 11... Yeah. In episode 11, we talked about... the Revolution name change to the Wii. So, that really shocked me. And we had a review of Super Princess Peach.
Preview.
In episode 12, your Skype was really terrible, Tom. It was, like, lagging out and really not being very good.
Oh, what else is new?
Yeah, but it was 5 minutes and it kicked you off. And, it was all over the place because Rob had to go for his dinner and you had to leave early. And Matt's, for the first time ever, Matt's review was non-exclusive of Lost Magic because, you know, he couldn't get a game that was exclusive.
And then we had episode 12.5, our special E3 one, which turned out to be a complete failure, I thought. It wasn't as amazing as I'd hoped it to be.
Me neither.
Yeah, the only thing that was good is we had some really cool Tetris intro music, and, like, yeah, I like that intro music, but, yeah. Yeah, anyway, on to episode 13. Nothing really special. Oh, yeah, we had a new segment, actually. Bowser's Bloopers, which is still going, and Paul Milligan's, like, the amazing blooper person. He's, like, always there with the blooper. Matt reviewed New Super Mario Bros. Episode 14. This is difficult. No one's helping me here. Come on.
I know, I'm lagging, sorry.
Well, I wasn't around then.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm lagging.
Have you got the episodes up? Ready?
Yeah, I have. Sorry. Let me just get there. Okay, 14.
Oh, 14. We had to take it 3 times because it kept screwing up.
Chibi-rubu.
Take one, it screwed. Take two, it screwed. Take three, it screwed. Then we missed a week and had episode 14 and it worked. We had two reviews as well. Oh, hold on. And as usually, we have all the week segments for us. Oh, right, yeah. And Rob left us in episode 14 and we had the tribute to him. So, that was quite...
Hey, is that the one memorial. Where... Where's the one where Leon and Josh Coleman guest hosted? I think it's that one, maybe.
It might be, I can't
Or
remember.
The one before.
But anyway, then we had two updates because I can't remember why. And...
Because your computer broke.
Did it?
Yeah, did it.
Oh, yeah. And I had to reformat it. God, that was 5 weeks ago. And who's just lagged out? Tom. Brilliant.
That should be another feature of the show, Tom lagging out.
Count how many times he lags out in each show. And episode 15, we branded it the best Nintendo episode ever.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we had another update because we tracked down Dylan about the Nintendo site, claiming that it was going to be up in a week's time. 4 weeks later, it's still not up. Episode 16, we talked about Wii Wi-Fi, and we started having Wii Views, which are...
And?
What is that, the episode you came in?
I think it was.
Oh, and Marty came in episode 16.
Yay!
Yeah, we started having these Wii Views, which are like previews of Wii games that are going to be released. Then we had a promotional video come out that was created by Gamers United. And then we had episode 16.5, the DS Lite questions and answers, which was also a complete failure.
With me, Ben, and John Locke.
I'm John. Then we had episode 17, which was the first one to ever have a voicemail after 17 weeks of begging you for voicemails. And we also sung the poker rap.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Marty.
I love that.
Of course you did. In our 18th episode. Oh, that
was
them.
The best one yet.
That was them branded the best Nintendo episode ever. The Wii preview was Sonic Wildfire. And, yeah, we did have some complaints about that, but most people thought it was good. And then finally, episode 19... We talked about Wii wireless Wi-Fi worries, and Marty has just got a new wireless router, if you listened to that episode, so...
Yes, I have a wireless router, but I can't plug it in.
Because the computer's that crappy, it hasn't even got an Ethernet port in the back. So, yeah. And then we had the update about... Because last week, episode 20 screwed up. But we're recording it now.
Invite him back in.
Oh, damn. Forgot about him. Yeah, well. Sorry, Tom, I forgot about you. Tommy, there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I lagged.
Okay.
My Skype crashed like Ben's did.
Yeah. So, we've gone through all the episodes.
Oh.
It's more interesting when Matt's here, because he can talk. We just crashed. Matt, we need like Matt here. I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
But, oh well. We haven't got a review because... Oh, well, actually, hold on. Let me just try and Yeah, I'm going to see if there's any games that I've just got that could be reviewed.
Missed Harvest Time Spider Hop and Fly.
Unfortunately, no. But,
no. I don't know. Who wants me to review? Me and Marty to review Pokemon Link. Just for the...
Yeah.
Just to fill 10 minutes.
So, Tom, it's basically your opinion. Should we review it?
Tom, do you want us to review Pokemon Link?
Yes.
Okay, this game was released ages ago, and most of you have probably either got it or don't want to get it, but seeing as we've got 10 minutes to fill, we'll review it anyway. So, Pokemon Link for the Nintendo DS. What do you reckon, Marty?
Right, I got it the day it was out, like most games, and it's alright. I didn't quite know what to expect, but the story mode's kind of boring, but the gameplay is really addictive. It's better than Zookeeper. I've been arguing with a lot of people about this, but it's so much better than Zookeeper. And it even got 1% more than Tetris in the official Nintendo magazine, which kind of made me decide to get that over Tetris. Also, if you got it in GameStation, you got a free Pokemon Link watch, which I happen to be wearing right now.
That's how sad she is.
I bet she's got Pokemon t-shirts as well.
I do not have Pokemon t-shirts. I got
although, if you check out MySpace, you can see a huge life-size Bulbasaur in the background.
Which some singers gave to me, but I'm not going to say what singers, because it's embarrassing. Yeah, and I also got a little Torchic toy, which is kind of cool as well.
Yeah, because, you know, most of us have grown out of the stage of having teddy bears, but Marty still retains that 3-year-old.
No, actually, I only have toys from games. Like, I have a Sonic one as well.
You have a Sonic one? Wow.
I showed you my Sonic toy.
I can't remember. That was, like, weeks ago. I can only remember the fundamental points of coming down.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I've got to replace Matt with his big words, you know, because...
Okay, what do you think of Pokemon Link, then?
Like you said, the story is absolute crap. It's so pathetic. Oh my god, there's a new place. Go and investigate it. Then you have to pop loads of heads. And then, yeah. Although the gameplay is really good, and multiplayer is so fun, because I just thrash all my friends.
Oh, and it's one DS cart play, which is kind of cool.
So yeah, what I would say is, if you can see the second hand, you know, £15, get it. Don't get it full price though, because it soon gets boring. Like, you know, I only played it for about a week and then that were it.
Yeah, I don't play it no more.
Yeah, so that was our amazing 2-minute review.
I think I had an announcement, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay, then.
Oh, wait, I can add one now.
Well, if you remember...
I've got a small one. Well, I'm just editing the forums to make them look a bit better as we speak. That's why I've been a bit boring today. And so they're getting a bit better. People are posting again, so hop along to http://nintentalk.free-forums.org/nintentalk.
If you can remember.
And then you can come and talk to us and the forum people.
And there's also a link on the Nintendo Podomatic.
Yeah.
So, now straight on to our segments.
Sugar. Yeah, so what segment should we have first?
Well, the one that we usually have first. Link's Listener Challenge. We've still not had any entries. Yeah. I don't think we're going to...
Oh, wait. They're on the forums, someone was asking something. Someone had a post about Link's Listener Challenge.
Right.
Wasn't it to create a game or something?
Yeah, it was.
But we've already had that.
See, I'm going to be doing that at college, because that's what I'm doing in September. I'm creating,
we had a create a character thing, didn't we? Create a game's too complicated, because you have to, like, do the storyline, the characters and everything, so... something a bit...
And I doubt any of you have 3D Studio Max to actually make the game.
No... My friend's got that. He got it, and he...
Naughty.
Guys,
naughty,
I've got a little idea.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the idea is that for a new Link's Listener Challenge, create a Nintendo Listener signature for the forums.
Yeah, yeah, and then...
Because that would be good. And you can put it on any forums, and basically the best one will win.
And make sure and it has the link, so when you click on it, it takes you to the website.
Make sure it has the word... Okay, I'll list the requirements now. I'm just thinking it up on the spot. The signature must be 400 pixels long and 100 pixels high. Or around that. That's the maximum it can be, due to forum signature limitations on some forums. It must feature the words Nintendalk Listener or something like that. Basically, so it shows you listen to Nintendalk, or it just say Nintendalk. But it obviously has to say Nintendalk on it. You can use whatever Nintendo-related images you like, make it look good, and the best one will win. And we may even have a prize.
Oh, and if you look back to some of our previous episodes, there is a... Oh, no, that's the... I'll tell you what. In the show notes, I will put up a link to the new logo, so people can use that in it.
If they want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, John Locke's online.
So, I hate John Locke.
Why?
Because I do. Because he's a complete...
Hate's a very strong word.
Yeah, and he's going to listen to this in 2 days' time.
I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I don't like him right now. Sorry, John, I don't like you.
But I like you,
I like John. No, John, I like
two,
you.
You two, serious, are the only people... Andrew doesn't like him. Andrew's blocked him. Bree doesn't like him.
But Bree's cool.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't like him.
I'm being nice,
shut up. That sounded wrong. I'm being nice, shut up. Anyway, now I've got the emails before I lose my cap. First one's from Stephen Warren, and he says, "Hey, I'm just emailing you to comment on episode 18 and 19. I really liked episode 18. It was the best episode yet. On episode 19, I didn't like it as much as 18 because everyone was talking at once and one person was louder than the rest. You can't always argue with all..." Yeah, but that's because I didn't edit it right, so...
Yeah, Ben.
Hold on, let me just open this up.
And he had me, when he came home from school at lunch, he had me nagging him on MSN.
Me too.
It's like, change it, Ben, change it, it sounds terrible. And Ben was like, oh, it's not that bad. And then he actually listened to it.
Well,
and I'm just like, I'm about 20 minutes ahead of everyone else.
Exactly, it's always you. Everyone else is always in sync and it's just Tom. His crappy wireless that always lags out. That's why he's always out of sync. Anyway, a thingy from Mike. We don't know his second name. But this is for episode 19, I think. Yeah. This episode was great. It did have a lot of voices, again, because I didn't edit it. A lot of voices overlapping each other. Perhaps because I listened so soon after its release. Because he says, if you he listened to one before and he couldn't hear the voicemail, then he listened again, and he could, but... I couldn't finish listening to this episode because my mum came home and I knew she'd want me to do something. I'd like to tell you not to expect an entry from me in this Link's Listener Challenge. Instead, he'll be making logos for each segment, which you can choose whether or not to fade in and out when the segments begin. It'd be a nice touch. Once we've learned how to do that, we will, but we might not because it'll make it into a video podcast and they take up a lot of bandwidth. Third one from Corey Compton. He says, "Hey guys, Ben, I see that you are having some troubles coming up with some good Link's Listener Challenges." Well, not anymore, but yeah. "Just thought I would email you to throw up some ideas. Create a Wii function." So this is like the... Hold on. All the copyrighted names. So like Wii, you know, Senior. Wii, whatever, Wii Play and stuff like that. So he said, create one of those. Create a Wii exclusive game title. Create a new Mario side game. Like side-scrolling game. No, like create a new Mario game with Mario in it. Just a few ideas that I thought would be cool if you don't use any of them, that's fine. Oh, and don't worry, I don't have any pre-planned entries. Just wanted to contribute. Episode 18 was great, even if it was kind of raunchy. It was nice to see you guys laughing and everyone having fun. From me, Corey, see ya. So most people liked it. It was just Mike that didn't really like it. And then...
It's fair enough.
Yep. And then Fernando Ordonez says, "Hey guys, what's up? Keep up the good work, and I hope that you guys will have a full review when the Wii comes out." And then Tom goes,
We, lol, sure will. That shows true dedication, pulling ourselves away from our Wii's to review it for you guys. And then Fernando goes, okay, I sure hope so, but anyways, I have everything I need for a good Wii experience. What are you doing to prepare yourself for the Wii? And then I go, I'm drinking lots and lots of water and... Oh, I see. Well, I'm just checking the latest Wii news and videos to try and get a good feel of what it's like to play. And then Tom goes, lol, aren't we all, Ben? Well, I'm reviving my N64 sessions and scouring the web for every tidbit of info I can get. Heck, I even dreamed about the Wii this week while I was asleep. Just the email, Tom. So that was just a little conversation. Yeah. So that's my thing. Straight on to Mario's Memory because Matt isn't here. So.
Yeah, Mario's Memory this week is.
Pathetic.
The World Is Not Enough.
Oh! That wasn't on N64, was it?
It was.
Well, it was on PS1 as well. I had that. That was a good game.
Have you played it?
Yep.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I just said yeah.
Okay. Well, I've played this recently, in the last 3 weeks, and I found it quite good, actually. The graphics were much better than GoldenEye, and I think it was one of the last few games for the N64 that was made, but it was... The graphics are good, it's got good guns, good motion... sound effects and graphics. It's pretty much GoldenEye improved, but the game... The storyline just isn't as good. I mean, GoldenEye was, you know, the first, so that's why it was so good. Multiplayer, I haven't had a chance to sample. Ben, do you want to lead on that? Ben?
No, I don't... Well, on the PS1 anyway, I don't think it had... What? I'm speaking.
Yeah, but Tom's lagging out a bit. Okay.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, multiplayer, I don't think it had it on the PS1 version. If it did, I haven't played it, so can't really say much about that. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, I agree with what you said about it. Tom's just dropped again. Great. Hold on, he's back, don't worry. Where were we? Oh yeah, Mario's Memory, but Tom's lagged out. Is he back, Tom?
Okay, I'm back, yeah, I'm back.
Right, well...
And by the way, guys, that wasn't very good because I played it like 3 weeks ago and can't remember it very well, but I've got an all-new Mario's Memory lined up to play. I've got Wave Racer will be next week's Mario's Memory, so I've heard that that's a very good game, so I'm looking forward to playing that this week.
Okay. Sheik's shout-outs. Any this week, Marty?
Oh yeah, on the official Nintendo forum this week, I have a private message
from
someone named The Ninja, and they was like, oh, are you D. Marty from Nintendo? And I was like, yeah, and they PM me back saying, oh, can you give a shout out to The Ninja? So, hi The Ninja, but then I looked at his SIG and it said something about eating Tom Rutland's heart.
We later found out that the suspect in question actually was Nikolai Alexander Kraft, whatever your second name is. Oh, by the way, I really enjoyed your song that you did, Nikolai, about Mr. Someone Has AIDS. It was very funny.
I have a Fox's Flame.
Okay, Fox's Flame, where we flame Nikolai. Or isn't it Nikolai this week?
It is Nikolai.
It is Nikolai, of course it's Nikolai. Well?
It was basically this week, my tailbone or whatever is still hurts, so I think. But only when I, like, fall over. So, I've got to be right.
Am I the only one who actually gets respect from his parents when he's doing the podcast? Be right back every 5 minutes. Bloody hell.
Yeah, you probably are.
Well, that's the thing, because my parents aren't in, so... And they're never in when I'm doing the podcast. It's like, I tell them to go back, right? They go back, right? So, Fox's Flame, I think Tom was just about to say that he's going to go to the doctors or something. And that's it, because Matt isn't here to do his iTunes release dates. Although I can, if seeing as Tom isn't here, I will just pull them up. In fact, no, I can't be asked. Nothing special this week, I don't think.
Cars is out. That's all I know, because I went into Game yesterday and they had Cars. It's like that new Pixar film.
Well,
that's all I know.
Yeah, I think that about... God, it's only 35 minutes.
Hmm.
See, we really do need Matt. Without Matt, our shows are pathetic. And what happened to your amazing segment, Marty? I mean, not segment, main topic.
I thought you two were going to talk more and it was going to be more in depth, but no.
No, it's because you attempted to speak. It just doesn't work. I think you should stay silent from now on. Ouch. Was that Tom? That was Tom. Again!
See, Tom lagging out is definitely a weekly feature.
Yeah, the new segment. Count how many times Tom lags out each show and email us in. It can be called Tom Lagging Out.
Luigi's Lag Out.
Yeah. So, seeing as Tom can't talk...
Because his parents are there.
Yeah, his parents are there. So, Tom can't talk because his parents are there. But anyway, I think we're about wrapping it up now. I'll try and stick... Oh, yeah, I'm going to stick the buy a Wii version...
Oh, no.
On the end, but it's going to be sped up. It's going to be like...
Oh, yay, the good one.
It's funny. It's still me singing it, but it's like really fast. So, anyway.
And Stevie, it's great.
Yeah. So,
better than Ben singing.
So, from me, Ben.
Me, Marty.
And me, Tom. See ya.
Bye.
And now, live in the Nintendalk studio, Ben presents Buy a Wii by himself. A takeoff of Speak by Queensryche, but this time it's sped up to about 50 decibels faster, so it's like really fast. It's like, so just listen and you will find out.
They've given me a mission, don't really know the game, yet I'm bent on submission. PlayStation is to blame, I'm the new messiah, we fanboy with the gun. Dangerous my silence, deadly to my cause, buy a Wii. Smash PS3. Nintendo rules, Sony should go to hell.
I'll give my life to become what I am, to preach the innovation, to make you understand that Nintendo will rule us when Sony have fallen. You've got to learn to sacrifice good graphics for gameplay. Buy a Wii. Smash PS3.
PS3. Nintendo rules. Sony should go to hell. Nintendo rules. Sony should go to hell. They used to have the power, there were no console flaws. Then Sony came and took over the media, the law. They started converting fans, Nintendo lost the show. So if we destroy Sony, innovation will grow. Nintendo and Sony are equal under law, but the shops are reality. Sony have all the stalls, let's tip the power balance and tear down their crown. Educate the fanboys, we'll all gun Sony down. Buy a Wii. Smash PS3.
PS3.
Buy a Wii. Smash
PS3.
PS3. Nintendo rules. Sony should go to hell. Nintendo rules. Sony should go to hell. Nintendo rules.
Buy a Wii.
Sony should go to hell. Nintendo rules.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sony should go to hell.
Wii.